I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. It's Friday, July 17th, 2020. Stay tuned for the latest on the explosion at ArcelorMittal yesterday. Charges have been filed in the 4th of July assault in Bloomington, and we'll get your wet weekend forecast. A fire explosion that rocked the Northwest Indiana steel mill was caused by equipment failure at one of the plant's blast furnaces. ArcelorMittal spokesman William Steers says no one was injured and the fire early Thursday was contained and extinguished at the company's Burns Harbor Mill along Lake Michigan. He tells The Times the fire was caused by a stove dome failure. A video posted to social media showed the explosion at Blast Furnace D, showering the mill with shrapnel from big chunks of burning hot white refractory, which protects the blast furnace shell during the steelmaking process. Two men are facing charges after a black man said a group of white men assaulted him in Indiana and threatened to, quote, get a noose after claiming that he and his friends had trespassed on private property. Monroe County prosecutors on Friday, today, charged Sean Purdy with felonies of criminal confinement, battery resulting in moderate bodily injury, and intimidation. Jerry Cox II has been charged with felony criminal confinement and battery resulting in moderate bodily injury, as well as two misdemeanors. The charges follow weeks of protests demanding arrest in the assault on Vox Booker over the 4th of July weekend. Purdy's lawyer had no immediate comment, but has said Booker was, quote, putting forth a false narrative, end quote. It wasn't immediately known if Cox had a lawyer. Plunging tax collections caused by the coronavirus pandemic had delivered an $850 million hit to Indiana state budget reserves, with a top state officials saying steep spending cuts are likely in the coming years. State budget officials announced Thursday that Indiana closed the 2020 fiscal year on June 30th with about $1.4 billion in reserves. That's a 37% drop from a year ago. Officials haven't laid off any state employees, but have implemented a widespread hiring freeze and asked most state agencies for 15% in spending cuts. Governor Eric Holcomb's top budget advisor says he expects more austere budgets. Former Indiana House Speaker Brian Bosma has announced he will formally resign from the legislature at the end of July. Bosma stepped down as the House leader in March after saying months earlier that he would not seek re-election in 2020 after 34 years as a lawmaker. The Indianapolis Republican is the longest-serving House Speaker in state history, with 12 years in total in the position. Republican Todd Houston of Fishers replaced Bosma in the powerful House position that largely controls which proposals are considered and appoints leaders of some of its two dozen committees that review legislation. A convicted killer from Iowa, whose five victims include two young girls, is scheduled Friday to become the third federal inmate to be executed this week following a 17-year pause in federal executions. Dustin Honkin, 52, was sentenced to death for killing government informants and children in his effort to thwart his drug trafficking prosecution in 1993. Honkin is set to die by a lethal injection at the federal prison in Terre Haute, where he's been on death row since 2005. His chances of a last-minute reprieve seem remote after the Supreme Court allowed the previous two executions. In sports, the 8-3 Northwest Indiana Oilmen host the 9-2 first-place Southland Vikings at 7:10 tonight. The Oilmen are tied for second place. Looking at your midday lotto picks, your daily 3, 5, 1, 6, and your Super Bowl is 9. Your daily 4, 2, 9, 4, 4. Your Super Bowl is also 9. And that wet weekend forecast. Tonight, clear skies, a low near 68. Saturday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 93, the heat index up to 102 degrees. Windy, though, gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Saturday night, the storms roll in with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy, a low near 74, wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Sunday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms through the course of the day, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 90, still breezy, gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Monday, still wet weather in the forecast, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 o'clock. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 87. Tune in this afternoon at 4 o'clock for All Things Considered with Sharon Jackson as she provides you the latest news, traffic, weather, and information you need for Northwest Indiana. For this Lakeshore Public Radio Midday News Update, I'm Tom Maloney.